Think about your three closest friends. Now, take a hard look at your bank account, your general stress levels, and, your weekend habits.
Yeah, I bet they look eerily similar.
Exactly. Chances are they match up perfectly. So today we are deep diving into day two of week 16, and we are looking at this, this invisible force rewriting your brain every single day, the people you surround yourself with.
Right, because Law 16 is all about keeping true friends that you actually want to emulate in some way. And the exercise for today's module is a really interesting experiment in self-reflection.
It really is. When you tackle today's module, you'll run through the distillation list three times before you even make a move.
Just let the ideas marinate for a bit.
Right, exactly. Then, on your fourth pass, your task is to pick the three concepts that hit the absolute hardest for your own life.
It sounds deceptively simple, but that repetition is what allows the information to move past just recognizing the words and into actual usable self-awareness.
Totally. So to give you a lens for evaluating those ideas today, let's look at one theme that immediately jumps out to me, which is human adaptation.
Oh, absolutely.
We instinctively adapt to the social norms and habits of the people we spend the most time with. I actually like to think of this as social gravity.
Social gravity, I really like that.
Right. It's this invisible force. You don't actively feel it pulling you, but, say you have a new roommate who constantly complains and orders takeout every night. Give it 6 months.
Yeah, your psychological baseline just completely shifts.
Exactly. And suddenly you're doing the exact same thing.
Well, the underlying mechanism there is wild. Your brain is essentially a mirroring machine. It explains why your broader life patterns, whether that's a drinking problem or a lack of money or constant anxiety, they will almost always match the patterns of your peer group.
Wow, really?
Yeah, to the brain, mirroring the environment is a strict survival imperative. It literally rewires its synapses to match the local normal. I mean, for early humans, blending in with the tribe meant you didn't get left behind to be eaten by predators.
Wait, let me push back on that for a second, though. If our brains are so deeply hardwired by evolutionary biology to mirror our surroundings for survival, how do we consciously override that?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right. Like, are we supposed to just isolate ourselves completely the minute we notice a bad habit forming?
No, isolation isn't the answer, but aggressive curation is.
Right.
Because, and this is my second favorite point from the list, if you don't actively hand select your closest associations, you are going to default to whatever environment is loudest, closest, or easiest.
Because the brain is basically lazy.
Exactly. It's fundamentally an energy-saving organ. It constantly takes the path of least resistance. Overriding a negative environment takes massive cognitive effort.
Which is just exhaust your mental resources.
Right. You simply cannot out-willpower your environment forever.
Which means curation becomes your only real defense mechanism. You have to actively choose who gets past your filters.
You really do.
And that actually brings up a crucial point for when you are picking your top three concepts today. To enter your inner circle, a person doesn't need to be flawless.
Oh, not at all.
They just need to be better than you at something you actively want to improve.
Right, they don't need to be a saint. But if you want to elevate your psychological baseline, you need an upward pull in specific targeted areas.
But, that requires being ruthlessly honest about your own weaknesses first. You can't curate your environment if you refuse to acknowledge where you need a lift.
Yeah, like if you're terrible at managing money, don't build an inner circle full of people whose primary hobby is impulsive online shopping.
Exactly. You definitely don't want your brain taking the path of least resistance straight into credit card debt.
So true. So, when you make your selections today, look for the ideas that challenge your specific blind spots.
And once you've picked your top three on that fourth pass of the list, immediately write those chosen concepts into your daily practice list for the week.
You'll be reviewing them morning, midday, and evening.
Exactly. That regular review actively provides your brain with the repetition it needs to start adopting these new standards instead of just defaulting to whatever is easiest.
It's all about intentional wiring.
Absolutely. So as you sit down to read today's module, I want to leave you with a final thought to chew on. Think about that concept of social gravity and your brain's relentless drive toward the path of least resistance.
It's a powerful combination.
It really is. So ask yourself, who is currently the loudest default influence in your life right now? And what specific mental code are they quietly writing into your brain?